This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is telling biofuels company that this is a make-or-break moment, and the time is now to make the case for sustainable aviation fuel. Growth Energy Senior Vice President Chris Bliley says some jets are already using SAF.
Well, there is some in the marketplace, but this has been a big announcement by the administration, their Sustainable Aviation Fuel Grand Challenge, 3 billion gallons by 2030.
And Bliley says SAF is gaining traction.
There's been significant interest in sustainable aviation fuel, significant interest from our industry as well. We have a couple members that have made pretty large commitments to sustainable aviation fuel to produce around 600 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel, which, you know, would be 20% of the administration's grand challenge.
And that, Bliley says, is significant.
It is something that the airlines are talking a lot about now, and it's a lot of emphasis from the administration as well, particularly on how to lower greenhouse gas emissions from these hard to decarbonize sectors.
Oilseed groups delivered a letter to President Biden seeking support for U.S. companies and farmers who are ramping up production of sustainable aviation fuels.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.